happy weekend. I'm excited to meet with you today and study God's words through the eyes of Mark. And today is week 3 and Lily Dunbar joins us. Lily, you had my heart with these words when I read your teaching. So if you feel overwhelmed and underqualified for whatever assignment God has given you for this season, I hope you will slow down and take a deep breath today. So that's me. And I can't wait to hear what God has to teach me and us through you today.
Oh, thanks, Wendy. It's such a joy to be here with you today. And as I was just preparing for this week, I was reminded of a marked moment in my journey with Jesus when I was much younger. It was my senior year in college, and I majored in education. And to start the year, I met with the head of the department. He was quite a formidable man, a little scary. And to map out my plan for my student teaching experience, I remember coming in all scared. And then because of a schedule conflict, I ended up being assigned, instead of the middle school class that I was going to have, I was assigned a class of 12th graders to student teach. And I remember sitting across the desk from my instructor and feeling totally overwhelmed and underqualified for the task at hand. In fact, he literally looked at me and said, "Don't let them see you be scared." And my mentor looked at me in the eye and he told me, "You know, I was called to do this. You're called to do so." And trusting God to equip me for that 6-week mission proved to be a transformative experience for me. So first, 5 friends, many times in our walk with Jesus, he calls us to do things that require us to trust him in new ways. He sends us out and he stretches us. Perhaps you're experiencing this right now as you figure out how to deal with a new season in your life where you're shouldering the weight of more responsibility. Sometimes our normal changes unexpectedly, and we suddenly have a lot more to deal with, and we may feel unprepared and wonder if we even have what it takes. I'm going to confess, that's not just how I felt that day sitting at my desk in my college classroom. I have felt that way so many times. I remember feeling that way when I became a wife in my mid-40s after being single for 40 years. I seem to always feel that way whenever I share my faith or try to share my faith with a family member who's far from Jesus. You know, I felt that way when I started writing for First 5. And most recently, I have felt that way as I figure out how to care for my mom, who last year was widowed after 59 years of marriage. As I was reading through these passages in Mark that we studied this week, I gained a great deal of encouragement from my current overwhelming assignment as I came across just a few verses in Mark chapter 6, specifically verses 7 to 13. So we're going to land there today. And for anyone who's listening who may feel overwhelmed and underqualified for whatever assignment God has given you for this season, as Wendy said, I hope you will slow down today and just take a deep breath. You can trust God will supply what you need if he sends you out to answer his call and do his work. So let's just begin by reading the passage. It reads, "And he, Jesus, called the 12 and began to send them out 2 by 2 and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He charged them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not put on 2 tunics. And he said to them, whenever you enter a house, stay there until you depart from there. And if any place will not receive you and they will not listen to you, when you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them. So they went out and proclaimed that people should repent. And they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them." Okay, so what first encouraged me from this passage was the very first verse where it explains that Jesus called these 12 men and sent them out and gave them authority. The Greek verb used for sent out here speaks of being officially authorized to represent Jesus on a mission to accomplish his work. They were not tasked with going out to accomplish a work in their own limited capacity. They were being given the power to do so in Jesus's name. And I realize this is the same authority that Jesus grants to you and I, friends. For real, I'm not kidding. He really grants us this authority. Whenever God, wherever God has placed you today, you are there in his name. If you're a mom, you have the authority to raise that strong-willed child to be a warrior for God in a world that might be fighting against you. If you're in the workforce, you have the authority to shine brightly for the Lord and share the truth as you do your work in a world where maybe people are listening to lies. Wherever you are today, God has called you there and sent you to do a work, and he will empower you to do so. You don't need to fear not being enough, because the Spirit of God will enable you for this assignment. You can share your faith and do the work and love your people with unapologetic courage and confidence that God has called you to do so. Now, the second thing that I noticed in this passage that encouraged me and nudged me a little was found in verses 8 and 9, where the text says, he charged them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not put on two tunics. Now, I read so many Bible commentaries on these verses, and several of the Bible scholars, they surmised and they that the reason that Jesus instructed these 12 men to travel light was because he wanted them to be totally dependent on God to provide whatever they would need. You know, sometimes we can rely on things to see us through instead of fully trusting in the Lord to supply what we will require. Now, I'm going to confess that I have frequently been guilty of this. Instead of surrendering my all and allowing the Lord to lead and relying fully on him, I try to figure out a backup plan of how things will work out if I just can manage my resources more effectively and maneuver things around. But I've learned that God has a way of stripping away all those crutches that I am using and that I hold on to, so that I have to cry out to him for help. So first five, friend, here's a question for you. Are you traveling lightly today? Or is there something you're depending on that perhaps Jesus wants you to let go of so that you can fully rely on him as your provider? Now, there's one more thing in this passage that encouraged me and nudged me, and that was found in verses 10 and 11, where the text says, and he said to them, whenever you enter a house, stay there until you depart from there. And if any place will not receive you and they will not listen to you, when you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them. So these two verses really talk about two diverse ways we can respond to people in kind of uncomfortable situations. You see, some of us may have a difficult time receiving help. You know who you are. You people who don't like help for anything. You know, you don't try to hide it now. You like to get things done your way, and you like things a certain way. And when things get messy in relationships, perhaps your coping mechanism is to turn into a turtle and disappear from view. But Jesus says, when you enter a house, if you're welcomed, you and I, we should stick it out. We should stick it out, even if the bed might not be that comfortable, even if we don't like the way our host cooks the meal. You should stick it out, even if you think you could do it better, and you would rather not have to deal with someone else's personality. You should stick it out because Jesus calls us to serve one another. It's not about our personal comfort. It's about doing the work he's called us to do. Now, the second part of this passage speaks of when we are not welcomed, because sometimes we seek to do the right thing, like share our faith or tell our loved one that's making terrible choices the truth about how Jesus calls them to live, and we're shut down and we're rejected. Instead of hospitality, we face hostility. Jesus wants us to know that we're not responsible if someone persists in sin and remains unreceptive and unrepentant. Now, Wendy, I wanted to pause here and ask for your thoughts, because dealing with difficult relationships in an unwise way can derail us from doing the work that God has called us to do. Our emotions, they can get the best of us, right? If we don't allow God's word to lead us. Now, do you struggle, Wendy, with receiving help and hospitality, or with responding to hostility and shaking off the rejection? And I have a second question. Do you have a scripture that maybe perhaps has helped you guide you in dealing with difficult relationships? I mean, I'd really love to learn from your experience here.
Well, unfortunately, I'm the second. I struggle with hostility and shaking off rejection, because I tend to take it personally, and I don't like that about myself, but it's especially the case when it comes to my faith. I remember once feeling really called to pray for someone who wasn't a believer, but I knew God was calling me, and when I went up and started to talk, it was just like, no, thank you. Like, it hurt my heart so much. She was not interested. And I got in my car and I felt so hurt. And I'm like, God, did I hear you wrong? And in that moment, Jesus reminded me that he too was rejected, not only by strangers, but by one of his closest friends. And that helped. And then when you quoted from Mark verse, Matthew 10:14, also says, if anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake the dust off your feet when you leave. Meaning, you did what I called you to do. If they don't receive it, that's on them and it's not on you. And so when I took this back to the Greek, it portrays like a complete severance. The messenger will carry nothing, not even a grain of dust from the place that has rejected the gospel. And the gesture functions as like this visible declaration that the covenant responsibility now rests on the one who heard. And I had never seen that before anywhere. I had never understood it that way. And it's strong language. And what the Lord made me do was be okay with that rejection, because it wasn't about me. Now, my part now, Lily, is to pray the next time I won't project that person's rejection and be afraid to do it again, you know?
Yes. You know, and I love it that we're not responsible for the response. And I think we forget that. We're mm-hmm. scared of the response. But,
yeah.
But, you know, Jesus, you know, he went into difficult spaces. And so we're called to do the same. And he gives us that authority. So I love that, Wendy, that you shared that, because I feel like sometimes we feel like we're all alone in the struggle bus. Like we're the only ones that, you know, unfortunately have this, you know, we feel like we're the awkward one, but we're all in the same awkward phase of, you know, it's difficult sometimes to do it, but God gives us the authority, and sometimes we feel like we say it wrong, but it's okay. We're just responsible for planting those seeds. So thanks for sharing that. So as we close our time today, I wanted to review the ground we covered and just make sure that we recap those 3 points. Okay, so first, wherever God calls you, friend, you can know that he will empower you with his authority to accomplish the work he has for you. Second, we have to travel light and fully trust God will supply whatever you and I need. We need to leave behind what will weigh us down and what will hinder our progress. And third, let's remain faithful to serve those who are receptive, and no, we're not responsible for those who reject the truth. So as we close our time today, though, I wanted to point out just one more tiny, small detail from this passage. And that is that Jesus, he sent out these 12 men in pairs. They went out 2 by 2. They never traveled alone. This was a pattern that continued on throughout the New Testament. After the resurrected Jesus commissioned his followers to go and share the gospel with the world, Jesus wants us to link arms with one another as we go out and do the work. We aren't meant to be lone rangers who serve in isolation. We need support and accountability. We need one another. And that's why it's so incredibly important to be in a face-to-face community with other believers who are fully committed to following Jesus. We need friends who will pray for us and will roll up their sleeves and come alongside us to help us do the heavy lifting. In today's world, sometimes we can hide behind a screen and we can stick to text messaging or watching church online instead of meeting face to face and worshiping side by side. This passage reminded me that I need to do the hard work, that relationships can be uncomfortable, but it's a good thing. It's a good thing to trust that God is going to stretch me in all the right ways through those messy relationships, and it's worth it. He sends us out together, and I'm praying God will give you and I the courage to come together as a team and do the work He's called us to do.
Thank you, Lily. You know, I emailed you moments after I read this teaching because it really spoke so much to my heart and comforted me. So you always have this way of taking deep teachings and make them short and rich on how we can just really live out the faith assignments God gives us. So thanks, Lily. I will close us in prayer. Father, thank you for the truth that wherever you've placed us today, we are there in your name by your divine assignment. You've called us and sent us to do your holy work. And we trust that what Lily said, that you will empower us to do what you've called us to do. Your word tells us that. We won't believe the lie that we aren't enough. We have your spirit living in us to equip and enable us for any assignment that you give us in any season you've placed us in. Father, help us fully depend on you. Remind us you do not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound, disciplined mind. Help us with our unbelief and trust you will supply every bit of what we need to complete our assignment. And when we feel uncomfortable and it feels hard, give us the courage, Lord, to stick it out, to persevere. And remember, as Lily said, it's not about our personal comfort. It's about obedience to do the work you're calling us to do. And after all, Lord, your name is Jehovah Jireh, our provider. But Father, when we aren't welcomed, when we face hostility, help us discern when to walk away and show us how to walk away with grace, trusting that you will take care of this person. It's no longer our assignment from you. And thank you finally for giving us the privilege of joining you to do amazing kingdom works on this earth. Lord, we want to be used by you. So show us where you want to use us. And we promise to faithfully join you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.